It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with the 18th verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. So if you'd like to open your Bibles to that scripture verse, we'll enjoy the study today and enjoy the leadership of the Holy Spirit as we study and enjoy it. So please turn that your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and that'd be Parkview Bible Church. Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website is parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I know we have many studies there. Hope that you enjoy them. Hope that you receive a blessing from them. And also, if you'd like to email us, why, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com. parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And if you would like to contact us in any way or write to us, why, realize that we're not going to be sending you a lot of information or anything else. If you would like some information, we're glad to send it to you or give you a phone call or whatever. But at the same time, we are not going to send requests for money or anything in that sort. And so I just want folks to realize that has been abused so much sometimes. And so what we do love to hear from you and know your needs so we can pray for you. So please contact us if you hopefully you feel free to do that. Wonderful time to study the Word of God. Let's begin with Matthew chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say unto you, that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Yea, ye have heard that it was said by the old time of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar. Go thy way first to reconcile to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now we're going to end the reading there with verse 24, and we'll begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time together. It's been such a blessing to be able to enjoy the ministry that we've had over the radio over these many, many years. I just ask that you'll continue to bless it. Send out the word, Father, that folks will hear and respond to you, not to me, not to this church, but to you, dear Father. Get right with you. Ask you that they would accept your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior. And we know that Jesus is the one that paid the price. We just need to come and accept his free gift of salvation. And then begin that wonderful walk and begin that wonderful time of fellowship. And it's a lifetime of joy, a lifetime of fellowship. And so, Father, please, just guide and lead each and every one of us to you closer and closer each and every day. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be a part of this program and this ministry and just continue to bless it and use it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been looking at the 20th verse, I wanted to start back up there at verse 18 to kind of get us and prepare our way to it. But as we look now at verse 20, Matthew 5:20, "For I say to you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now that's where we kind of stopped, and the problem is that the scribes they were to be the ones that have written the word, the ones that but their purpose became, or their way of doing things became much, much greater, and it was not to the good of anybody, because then it became almost their interpretation. And so we have many verses of Scripture where it speaks of their intervention, the Sadducees and the scribes. It just seems like the scribes are there all the time, and so they have become almost a teacher, and the one that tells what the truth is, and in many cases they are not truthful. And so we have some scripture verses here, and it says, except, and so, unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. We went to Matthew chapter 23, and we began to read those verses of Scripture, and we stopped at the fourth verse, and so we're going to go back there. That's where we ended last time we had the opportunity to be together. And so let's go back to Matthew chapter 23, Matthew chapter 23, and we're going to begin here with the, we kind of started with those verses of Scripture. Let's just start back at the first verse, and we're going to read through verse 7. So just listen very carefully. "Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit at Moses' seat. All therefore, whosoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and chief seats in the synagogue and greetings in the market, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi." It is so sad that the Pharisees had such a desire to bring on to them all this attention, and that phylacteries is something that was worn that would draw very special attention to you. When we read that word there in verse 5, and so that gives you an idea. It was something that was brought attention to them, and so bound upon the arm and the forehead, the little note says here, and it is, but it's something that it was Scripture, but the problem is that it was not for the purpose of bringing honor and glory unto the Lord. It was for the purpose of bringing praise to the men. And you'll find, again, the scribes and the Pharisees are always locked together. The scribes and the Pharisees sit at Moses' seat. So even though we kind of looked at the what the Pharisees, the scribes do the same thing, everything they do. And it says greetings in the morning, be called rabbi, sit in the most important seats, and stand at the street corner and lift up prayers that all could hear instead of being in a secret place. And verse 8 here says in Matthew chapter 23, but be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all are ye brethren. And so what was taking place was that they were taking the position of Christ literally in what they were saying and what they were doing. They wanted to bring attention to themselves. And so when we come now just a little further down, now if we go to Matthew 13, and it continues, I want you to see that for a person to raise up and try to bring all the honor and glory to themselves, we're to be humble. And so please that you understand that. Matthew 23, and this only comes to a believer if you know Jesus as your Savior. So now Matthew 23, verse 13. Woe unto you, scribe and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entered in to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour women's houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye compass the sea and the land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more than the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear in the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereupon. Whosoever shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, and by him that dwell therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithes of mite and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to have been done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within ye are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them that killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? The Lord Jesus himself spoke those words to the scribes, to the Pharisees. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude, it says. So all heard the words that Jesus spoke concerning the condition and what these scribes and Pharisees were doing in making themselves a show. They prayed long prayers and wanted men to hear, and they paid tithes to everything, but did no time did they show mercy to those that should receive mercy. They were very, very religious and very, very lost. And that's the condition of the day today. Jesus told the people, listen to what they say, because they were reading from the Word. Listen to that, but pay no attention to what they do. That's what he was telling them. Isaiah 64:6, the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 64:6. I hope you got the opportunity to turn to these scripture verses. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. The point is, none of these scribes and Pharisees, nor any of us, have the right to brag about anything. We need to have a humble, quiet heart, and we need to speak very clearly the Word of God. And we need to ask that the Spirit, that He would come and convict the hearts, convict our hearts, and make us as we should be. Some very familiar verses of Scripture we find in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. I hope you know your Bible. Hope you're able to turn through the pages and find them. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Now we need to see, and of course in verse 23 is a comma we really hear, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We need to understand the only way that we can fulfill the law and please the law is coming by faith to Jesus Christ, because He has completed and fulfilled the law in every way. Not one part of the law has been eliminated or forgotten. And when we talk about the law, I'm talking about those things that that we are to serve and to praise our God with. And so Romans chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. That doesn't mean that we're not supposed to work and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but not for our salvation. That is a gift of God. How could anybody be more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees, at least by their opinion? That's what they said. You know, they knew that they were in such a condition that they were above all. You know, at times they would stand at the corner and they would pray that, you know, please don't ever allow me to be like the rest of them. And in other words, they were above them. And in doing so, why, they were really condemning themselves. And as we have just read back in Matthew, you can see easily that the Lord Jesus was very, very unhappy with the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders, those that were to be teaching. And today he is equally ashamed of many religious leaders, pastors, teachers, because they speak with a tongue that is against the Word of God. And that is a sad, sad day that we live in. Let's look now, because it comes and Jesus makes an example. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old times, this is in verse 21, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Jesus completed the law. He did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And we have seen this, we have heard this, and we know this to be true. The Jewish leaders added to the law. Jesus would present the law, present it properly. But those Jewish leaders, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes, they would take it another level. And instead of making it better by doing that, they was actually making it worse. And so them of old times here, you've heard that it was said of them of old times, them of old time, or of ancients would be another word to do that. What Jesus is doing is bringing a contrast, but that contrast between what the scribes and Pharisees were doing and what he has come to do is not between two lawgivers, and those would be Moses and Christ, but it's between them of old times and them of the present time. There is the problem. There is the difference. There was an people call an old economy in contrast with the new economy. Then we have the old covenant, and then we have the new covenant. What Jesus was opposed to was the interpretation of the Jewish scribes, of the Pharisees, of what they were looking at. God's law is holy. And we need to accept that and recognize that. And what they were doing was missing the whole meaning there. And so as we look now in Romans chapter 7, verse 12, wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, and just and good. Doesn't get any clearer than that. What the scribes were doing in their interpretation of the word, they restricted the meaning and they degraded the meaning by changing it. Jesus came to fulfill and to glorify the law, complete it, bringing it into perfect completeness. So he gives an explanation here. He said, you know, you say thou shalt not kill. Well, we find that back in Exodus chapter 13. I'm sorry, chapter 20, verse 13. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 13. Exodus 20:13, right there it is. Thou shalt not kill. Deuteronomy 13:18. Deuteronomy 13:18. I'm sorry, 16:18. Looked at the numbers incorrectly. 16:18. Judges and officers shall thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee throughout thy tribes. They shall judge the people with just judgment. Now, the scribes, Pharisees, they would make the rules and they would make the laws, but it became something that was not against God. It was just against man. And when we come to a place where no longer some crime or something was committed is not against God, it takes all the power away. Everything that God intended to put into place has been eliminated. The scribes, the men, has reduced the commandment from the holy law, which is of a heart, and it's searching the will of God, desiring the will of God, just down to a criminal law. It took something that was to be inside and put it on the outside. And so it only looks at the outward appearance. And that's what, when we read back in Matthew there concerning the scribes and Pharisees, that's what they were all about. It was completely about an outward appearance. Let's look back. I should have kept it there at Exodus 21, Exodus 21, 12. Exodus 21, verse 12. It says, he that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. Now, we find that the law of the scribes and the Pharisees became very limited. If you kill a man, then you're put to death. But there were many things in the Word of God that caused one to be put to death. But the scribes, they just, and the Pharisees went along, Sadducees went along, they were just picking and choosing what they liked. Jesus is telling them it goes much deeper. It doesn't just stop with the outward appearance. You kill a man, then another man's put to death. Because when we look at this verse of Scripture, ye have heard that it said that in them in old times thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Well, let's look at verse 22. But I say unto you, Jesus says, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, which means empty and vain, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. There, it goes down. It's morally worthless is a fool. He is one that is just an idiot would be another word for it. We're going to start with some of these things earlier next time we're together. But, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?